mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, already back into the third hour. Bev Harris coming on to talk about all the election fraud, chronicle that with some new big bombshell developments. Trying to get through more of your patient callers that are holding. David and Don, you're up next. But Pam in Indiana was asking, what was your final question before we hit the last break?
Just pretty much like, I don't know, I was just kind of curious on how many people you have. I mean, I know how many people you have, like, following you and everything, and how many people are actually out there. Whenever I actually got turned on, I mean, you know, to what was going on and everything like that, it seems like there's really a lot of people that are opening up and opening their eyes. And it's like everywhere you look, there's people seeing things. So I'm just kind of wondering if, you know, if it's going in a promising way.
No, it is. Look, I say this at least three times a week now, and I'll say it again, because it's the best news I've got. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, half the callers disagreed. Now one caller out of 100 on my own show disagrees. One call out of 30 on other broadcasts where the host is attacking me. A total shift. And, again, basically the emperor's new clothes. You ever heard that fable?
No.
Okay, well, it's a children's fable, and then just type it in online, the emperor's new clothes, you know, try to find that fable. But it's basically, it's a long fable, I don't have time to get into it, but the emperor was really naked. But these con artists had sold him this beautiful coat and got all this money, but it was really, he was wearing nothing. But everybody would, he would say, oh, look how beautiful it is. So everybody would go along and say, yes, yes, it is. Basically, we're all seeing that he's naked now, and but the media keeps saying, no, it's a beautiful coat. It's a beautiful coat. No, you're crazy. It's beautiful. Shut up. And so it's just a process of us going, no, the world is round. It isn't flat like you say, and you've been selling us a fraud. Okay, so we're right at the tipping point. That's why they're panicking, trying to bring in all this tyranny. And it's too little, too late, globalist. You can nuke cities, whatever you want. It isn't going to work. We know who the terrorists are. Thanks for the call. And I appreciate you caring, and you're taking action. You're making copies of videos. You're doing what you need to, Pam. David in Texas. David, go ahead. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I can't wait to show up Sunday, man. Yeah, I was wondering if you've heard anything recently about the new Silverstein thing.
Well, yeah, he got what he wanted. He got he put a $200 million investment in, put triple insurance on the towers a month before they got hit, and then he said it was two terror attacks, two events,
yeah.
So he got double the money.
Right. Yeah, that's just amazing. Just
he won
like
$7 billion.
Right, exactly. I was wondering, is it pertinent to videotape Sunday?
Yeah, again, we're going to be having a rally against the election fraud this Sunday, Texas Capitol, high noon.
Oh, right. And is there, like, the Libertarian Party and various other parties around, are they aware of such things, of the rally?
Yes, they are, but you ought to call them.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Dan in Arizona, go ahead.
Hello?
Or Don. Go ahead, Don.
Yes, I was at the VA office Tuesday, and I saw a vet pulled out of the office. I went to the pharmacy to refill my prescription. You there?
Yes.
And I sat down next to this fella. He looked like he was a Korean War vet, judging by his age. And he kind of mumbled to himself, you know, I say that, you know, the Mexicans get better health care than I do, and they call me a racist. You know, so I started talking to him, you know, talking about how it's all by design and such, right? And all of a sudden, these four Husky cops come walking in the door, and I thought they were coming for me or something, but they come and they tell this guy to come with them, you know, and they just took him away.
That's the freedom. No, this doctor complained about not getting health care, and they said he didn't threaten us, but we're arresting him. And the Homeland Security came. Oh, they beat the vets up. Stay there. We'll talk about it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, continuing with your phone calls, I just want to point out that it's true. When my finger was almost cut off and I went to the emergency room, I watched all the illegal aliens go past Hispanics, black people, white people, citizens. They make sure you got insurance. They call and check it. They make you sit there. And the illegal aliens just go right in front of you. And this is admitted policy. And at the VA, they've now stopped giving a lot of health care to World War II, Korean War, Vietnam vets. It's been in the news. They promised them health care for their families, but they've just totally said, you're not getting that. We lied to you. But I've gotten hundreds of reports. It's been in the newspapers. We just interviewed a vet last hour. Where if you even complain, I mean mildly, quietly, they have just these brutes come throw you out, arrest you. And with Dr. Tennessee Tennant in the Quad City Times, they admitted in Iowa, he didn't even threaten them. They said that he complained too much. And last hour we were reading the arrest warrant, it said that he didn't have any reason to be calling him, he called too much. Even though he had communications back from them, even though he was suing them. And so we were talking to Don in Arizona, who's a vet, who was in the VA, and this old Korean War vet was complaining that the illegal aliens get all the health care. That's the point we've gotten back up to. And you said four big guys came in and got him. Tell us about the story, blow by blow, Don.
All right, well, Actually, my father had an appointment down there.
Okay, so you're not a vet. You were there with your father.
Well, no, I am a vet. But my father had an appointment, so I figured I'd go to the pharmacy and refill my prescription while I was there. And so, as I said, I went and sat down next to this guy, and he said that he had told me what he said about, you know, the illegal aliens getting better health care, and they called him a racist. And I started talking to him about how it's by design, and I never really mentioned the New World Order right out, but I was talking about some of the stuff they did. And then it wasn't like maybe 2 minutes later, these four Husky cops come in, and they're like, "Sir, can you come with us?" And he's like, "Well, can I leave my bag here? I'm waiting to refill my prescription." And they're like, "No, sir, get your bag." It looked like the guy may have been homeless. I mean, he was clean cut and his hair was combed, but he did have a bag full of clothes with him, so I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, I bet money he didn't get his prescription. And if you've done anything, they'll ban you from the buildings. And
yeah.
If he needs heart medication or whatever, he'll just go curl up in a cold area and just die, and they'll go scoop his dead body up and take it and take it to a medical institution, and the medical students can stand around and laugh at his little body. And this is just all part of the new freedom. I've coined the term maggoting, and I've coined the term maggoting because from Vermont to Missouri to Texas, they die of maggots. And they take the old vets, and they when they're sick, and they don't give them any aid, and rats infest, and they literally just stay for days on end in their own excrement. And I'm sorry if you don't like to hear this, folks. We're doing the vets, and then the maggots, the flies, crawl up their nose and lay the eggs in the nasal passages in the sinus, and then the maggots have a meal of the veteran's brain, and then they just take the dead body out, and nobody gets. And I've seen at least now 8 cases of what I've coined maggoting, and this is reserved just for our vets. It's a special friendliness, and you're with Al-Qaeda if you're against it. And also now there's masses of vets coming back so disillusioned, they're now going homeless, and most of the troops are on food stamps. They're coming down with DU sickness, and they're not being given treatment as they shrivel up, go into wheelchairs, and even in some cases die. We've had the former top head for the Pentagon, Dr. Rocky, on about this. And it's in local newspapers how they come back and get sick and have radiation poisoning, and then they die and they get put in the ground, and they don't get given treatment. When you go and you're sick, you just don't get treatment, and that's how you support the troops, not caring about them. So so I'm evil because I actually support them. But
the kicker to my story is, though, after the cops pulled the guy out, there was a Hispanic vet sitting in a chair behind me, and he starts talking about how he's glad they took him away because he was talking bad about the United States. And I turned around and I chewed the guy out for saying it and told him they'd be coming for him next. And then I got out of I left before they did come for me. And I'm pretty certain they were looking for me because they're a cop driving by was just staring straight at me as I was leaving the parking lot.
Well, that's what they want. They want us all against each other.
Yeah.
They want us fighting with each other. But no, I've had a lot of Hispanic vets call into my TV show, especially here in Austin. They go to get health care and can't get it, and then they talk about the illegal aliens. I guess go arrest them. Yes, you said something hateful. It was like a TV station. I mean, I'll just say it now. The guy never retracted and never backed off of it. In Knoxville, Tennessee, one of our listeners sent him our ArnoldExposed.com press release, and we spoke out against racism, spoke out against all this, and then the guy sent an email out going, "I'm calling the FBI, criticizing Arnold. This may be the root of a hate crime." So now it's the root of a hate crime. See, in England, they're about to pass laws, this is BBC, where if you criticize a group, you can be arrested. Now even a religion you can be arrested because it's the root of a hate crime. And what, 3 years ago I interviewed the top BBC presenter, the host of One Man and His Dog. They walk around England visiting rural areas. The guy's been on BBC like 20 years, one of the most beloved people in the country, and I can't remember his name at the time. In the audio section of the old Prison Planet website, it's posted there. We need to get all the best old interviews of the years on PrisonPlanet.tv. I need to move those over, but you know, for free. They're all still there. He was at a rural affairs meeting, and they were taking all their rights to fox hunting and taking their property rights. And he got up and he said, "We deserve the same rights as gays," even uses, you know, the, and he said, "as homosexuals and Muslims." And they sent, quote, the hate crimes division out to arrest him. And the head of Scotland Yard's hate crimes division, she was quoted in there as saying that he used the word homosexual, and that is a banned word because it has bad connotations, like saying heterosexual. It's a medical term. And they came and arrested him, and he wasn't even criticizing them. He just used the wrong word and said, "We deserve the same rights," like this old man was saying. And so this is the new freedom. Anything else, Thought Criminal?
No.
All right, Thought Criminal, I appreciate your call. And he is a Thought Criminal, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us is Bev Harris with Black Box Voting. And there's been a lot of new big bombshell events, new things she's discovered since the election. And Bev, good to have you on with us.
Well, it's good to be back, Alex.
You made some big discoveries in Florida, but kind of give us the play-by-play, you know, the top ten here. Go down what you've learned since November.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's problems. Isn't it interesting that they say the election went off without a hitch, it was smooth, there was a little bit of vote suppression, but no problem with the machines. The first place we audited, one-third of the records were missing. Evaporated. Gone bye-bye. And they said, they didn't really have a reason, actually. But we did find some of those records in the garbage destined for the shredder outside their facility. Had to call in the lawyers, lock down the stuff. There's now a lawsuit going on to set aside the whole election because they can't prove that it's true, whatever their results were. We went to Palm Beach County and couldn't even get the records from Palm Beach County. Pinellas County has some very serious anomaly. They had a voting machine that was flipping results, and they, of course, used the famous rejoinder that they always like to use. Well, it didn't affect the outcome, even though it flipped them and had them completely backwards. Brevard County, Florida, not only refused to give us the records, but lied about the records. They said their county attorney told them to refuse, and so I called him up while I was in the place, and he said no, he had gone there personally and told them to give them to us. So they're, you know, ducking and weaving and running all over the place, trying not to give us the basic records, which what we asked for as far as records was simply the records that show that most likely the machines counted accurately. They're simple spot check audit records. And they couldn't even give us those. In fact, in Brevard County, one of the things we asked for was just their own election results, just the results that they put on the Internet, and they couldn't even give us that. So there were anomalies pretty much all over the place. Ohio is a completely different story. Now, in Ohio, in Lucas County, which is where Toledo is, the head of elections there is gone, has stepped down, had to resign. Four people have been suspended. They recertified the election because they had new numbers because of a so-called clerical error, which they've never explained. And now they're saying that they're going to release the final results to the state sometime. There were 90,000 votes in Ohio that didn't even have a vote for president.
Well, Bev, also, they claimed it was 178,000 provisional ballots or challenge ballots, but the numbers I've seen were upwards of 400,000, and then we have just Blackwell saying, well, we're not going to look at it, and then Kerry just took a dive. I mean, if you're going to rig an election, you got to have the top guy take a dive, too.
Well, it's interesting. I will say this. Recently, I was the target of this unbelievable smear campaign on a message board called Democratic Underground. Unbelievable. Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with it because five of the counties that we identified that have really huge problems are Democratic counties. I mean, there's both sides involved that seem to be a problem here.
Yeah, that's it. You've got stealing going on by both parties.
And yeah, no one really wants to look at it too carefully, apparently.
Exactly, and it's about the integrity of the vote, folks. It isn't about Republican or Democrat. We'll be right back with Bev Harris, honored to have her for the balance of the hour. and some of your calls coming up later. We'll tell you about our website as well. Ours is PrisonPlanet.tv.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Beth Harris. The next segment will open the phones up for her if you'd like to ask her a question or have a comment. And we've got other callers that are patiently holding as well. 1-800-259-9231. Bev, let me just bring up another issue before we get back into all the election fraud going on, and I want to talk about the Democrats engaging in it as well. Bottom line, the people lose in all of this, folks. The point is, we're supposed to vote, not government officials. It's not like, you know, they're fighting for different little kingdoms or something. This nice fella, Brad Friedman, and he brought out the case of this computer programmer down in Florida. I interviewed him yesterday. I knew that you had some comments about that, and I wanted to get any of your concerns about the story that he first broke. It's now been in some of the mainstream news about this programmer saying that he was told to create software that could engage in these frauds, and the same company separately has been in trouble for espionage. Any comments?
It's an interesting story, and I don't dismiss it. I did have some questions about it, and I am working on answering those questions about it. The one thing about it is we didn't have all of the evidence that we need to know the credibility of this story, and part of the problem was that it was actually broken in two places by two different journalists. And one seems to have written it up in a bit more conservative way than the other one.
And that's Brad Friedman?
Yeah, Brad Friedman. I like his work. And so I'm running down some of the things that didn't quite hang together for me. I also know that, you know, I've been the subject of a lot of disinformation, too. So I know, you know, people can write all kinds of things about it. So some of the things I'll have to check and see.
Let me just throw this out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we've caught the fake documents about Bush and the Air Guard probably coming from Republicans.
Yeah, we have to be careful because disinformation, and I'm not saying this is disinformation, but as a rule, you have to be careful and look at all these major stories as if they could be that first and rule that out. The reason being that if we have two or three stories that make their way into the mainstream media and turn out to be disinformation, when the real thing comes down the pike, it will not get covered. So
well, they're
really
going to use that. They're going to use that as spin to go, case closed, it's not true, make
right.
a big scandal out of it. Whenever you hear about this, it's that old story.
Right, and so I think I've really been looking into the Clint Curtis thing. There are a couple things that still aren't hanging together, but some of the other stuff is starting to fall into place. So, I guess what I'm saying is I published some questions on my website yesterday. Brad, now I got a very profane email that represented that it was from Wayne Madsen, who's one of the writers about it. But Brad wrote a very reasoned and very interesting response to each of the questions. And I'm running down the confirmations on his answers. Really appreciate that. I was hoping to have something up tonight. It might be as late as tomorrow midday. But the point being that the bigger the story, the more bulletproof it's got to be. And if we run off too quick, we're not going to get many chances at these big stories.
So we can't have a rush to judgment because the establishment media is looking for an excuse to discredit.
That's exactly right. Some of the things, like I say, did check out. Some of the things looked not very good as far as his credibility, but as I looked into those further, for example, there was one, some of the discrediting things don't hold water. One of the things in one of the newspapers said he was, it had a bunch of bad things about him. Well, I looked at the source for it, and you really had to dig to get the source for all these bad things.
And it's the people he's exposing.
Oh, yeah, it was Feeney. You know, basically,
it's the congressman.
Yeah, and he said, according to court documents filed in this, which makes it sound very plausible, but of course, you know, they're probably the court documents filed by the opposition, which always is going to make paint it in the worst light possible. It didn't say court findings, it said court documents filed. So there's a lot of, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other. It is actually, as I've looked into it more and more, it's actually gaining a little bit of strength.
Yeah, I think Brad certainly sounds credible.
Yeah, he does.
Now also, at the same time, we've had other engineers go public before, and that doesn't get attention, showing you that's real.
Well, there's, you know, it is interesting. Sometimes there's a lot of attention put on all kinds of small things. I'm talking mainstream media here, you know, where they'll rush out and make a really big deal of something that's not a big deal, and then some of the very big stories. And frankly, you know, when we a year ago broke the fact that a convicted embezzler had been programming this stuff, it took 5 months before that hit the mainstream media.
Well, that's a deliberate tactic. Bev Harris, honored to have you. Website, blackboxvoting.org. We'll be right back with our guest and a lot more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. We've got loaded phone lines. I want to get to these calls. And we also have Brad Friedman up. Again, he originally broke the story of this computer programmer in Florida saying, hey, I'm not saying they use this for the election, but I was told to create a software that was undetectable, which we were unable to do, but we did produce a software that would engage in fraud in elections. And the same company he's alleging this about has been under federal investigation for other matters concerning basically espionage with foreign countries. So we've got Bev Harris here, who just hasn't had a rush to judgment. She's kind of the grand poobah of investigating election fraud, but it's such a big thing. We all, as she says, should get involved in it. And she says that she's looking at the story, and it's looking more credible by the day, but still we can't rush to judgment. So I thought just for the next few minutes I'd get both of you guys up here together. Bev Harris, Brad Friedman.
Hi, well, Bev.
Hey.
Hi, Bev. How are you doing?
Hey, Brad, and hats off to you. I know you are trying to do some very credible work. So, you know, we'll both we're both checking stuff out, and I really, really appreciate you providing some more answers for what my comments were.
Thank you. No problem. I'm glad you were able to read them, and thank you as well for the work you're doing down in Florida and everywhere else on this thing for so long. Appreciate it.
Great.
Bev, what are some of the questions that you have for Brad?
Well, a lot of them he has answered. And some of them, I think I'm going to have to get answered from Clint Curtis himself, and that, and they're not, you know, confrontational, just some specific details and dates and so forth. And I think this is a healthy thing, by the way, because if we can all converge around the truth, and it turns out to be, this is going to be a huge story that's very, very important.
Yeah, no, I think it is a huge story, and actually that's why if you read my response to your concerns and as well as my original article, I actually released my original article a little sooner than I would have.
Right, I saw that, and I actually really, you know, I was on the road and had barely, not to, and this is an excuse, excuses are terrible, but I was on the road and I had very limited internet access, and so somebody had told me you need to read the other article, and I read theirs, and I couldn't get, you know, your site was sort of overloaded, so I thought, I figured, well, I've seen the affidavit, I've seen this other article. Once I saw your write-up, it was much more well thought out and well reasoned, and so I will definitely be updating my site, hopefully tonight, and take whatever egg is deserved of my face, just, you know, checking out a few things, and hopefully we can really make sure we get to the bottom of this.
That's certainly appreciated, and I guess that was, you know, also a concern that the producers of the show just called me, so I only heard the last minute or two of you talking, but, you know, as far as the importance of this story and making sure that we get it right, I think that's true for all of us, you know, to not go off, you know, without having all the details.
And let me just briefly, if I can, elaborate on this. And I'm sure this computer programmer is a wonderful guy. I tend to think the story's true because of the key people involved, the names, the power structure, what we know of in the past. It checks out, but here's the problem. Karl Rove planted a fake bug in his office to blame it on his political enemy, okay, in Texas. They clearly released the fake National Guard documents, then discrediting all the real story about Bush being AWOL, and we have these directly, you know, these documents years ago directly from the depository up in Missouri with Bush's National Guard records. They are very good. These are intelligence operatives, folks. That's what the Bushes are. At having honeypots go out, who are actually their agents, and put out a whole fake story. And then we find out 3 years later the guy who gets discredited gets some big fat job with these people and no one pays attention. I'm not saying that's happening, but that's why even if it looks real and looks good, you still have to be careful because this is their favorite tactic to then go, look, it's all discredited in perpetuity.
Right.
Well, and this is the thing. I will say something. When I said it was looking better, I came right shortly before this call. I came into an independent piece of evidence that's not anywhere on any of Brad's stuff, and people will hate me for this because I've been sworn I can't repeat it or whatever. But it was something that tended to corroborate that isn't anywhere on any internet on anything, and so you know, that's the kind of sometimes that's the kind of thing we need, is to be able to bring other people in from and have multiple voices saying, you know, yes, I checked it out. I guess I've gone on record that I was skeptical at first, but I'm telling you, if the specific things that made me skeptical are answered, then it's going to be a whole other ball of wax. And I know people will get, you know, very, very critical of it if I reverse it, but I will. It is what it is, right?
Let me toss in something there, Bev, and hopefully the producers feel free, please, to give Bev my number, because there is a lot of corroborating information that I have and that I have also passed on to the appropriate people and authorities and so forth that I have not posted because I don't want to jeopardize the investigation. I don't want to hurt his personal security and so forth. So there's a lot more to the story. There's a lot more information, a lot more stuff moving, but you know, I did not just run with this story based on what one guy said. A lot of this stuff I checked out with a number of sources, and there's a long paper trail on a lot of this stuff. So to speak to that, the concern, and I've heard it before about the Karl Rove, that it's all a setup and everything, believe me, I've heard about that. But, you know, we need to be very careful.
Yeah, and I would like to get, you know, to talk about some. And I believe me, I understand that there's a lot of times when if you go forward with exactly what it is, you just tell everybody what to go cover up immediately, and that's not what you want to do.
And you also, you know, we need to be careful about doing ourselves in. You know, Karl Rove at this point doesn't need to do too much, because anytime anybody comes out with anything, you know, we're all over ourselves saying, oh, this must be a Karl Rove plant. I'm sure it's a fraud. And, you know, we're doing ourselves in. And, guys, you know, check the facts, check the paper trails, make sure it's real. Be concerned about such things. But, you know, don't do yourselves in that it's a, you know, a fraud and a setup until you have any evidence.
Well, I have understand. I've never said that. I'm trying to voice the concerns that people have out there. But, look, what we do know is Bev just went down to Florida and caught him hauling the real records out the back of the trash. We've got convicted felons running Diebold systems over whole states. We've got other engineers quitting and saying it's all a fraud with other companies. We've got all these other sterling examples of it going on. So bottom line, this election system is not trustworthy.
That may
well,
be.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I can also break some news, some further news on your show. If one, it looks like, and I've just put this up on my Overflow blog, since my bradblog.com is unusable for now, but bradblog2,
poor guy,
bradblog.blogspot.com is where I'm currently reporting on all of this stuff until I can get more bandwidth on the other server. But it looks like Yang Enterprises has now issued a brief statement on their website claiming that Curtis's allegations are 100% false and God bless America. And that there'll be a, that's actually what they said, and that there'll be a more of a statement coming soon. So I would urge people to check out the bradblog2.blogspot.com for reply to that, and some of the questions that Alex brings up about, you know, is it a Karl Rove setup and so forth, because I've done a pretty thorough sort of question and answer to some of the frequently heard questions I've gotten, and I've posted those on my site. Much as I posted the response to Bev, because I think it's important to get the information out there before the misinformation gets out there.
Well, Brad, to be clear, I've never said that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said I believe the story's credible just from key indicators.
Right.
Again, I don't know. What I have said is, the reason I think it's credible, is he was going to the FBI, the CIA, the government, for a long time over this before he tried to go public, and that's a major indicator that it's not.
Yeah, and
was he going to the CIA and the government, or I mean, for the FBI, over this or over the overbilling? That was. It sounded like he was going to them over a different issue.
But it shows the point is he's already going to them.
Right.
He's spoken to quite a few people. He's been trying to make as much noise as he could for years now about all of these matters, and some of them have had, you know, direct effect. One of the fellows that he worked with at Yang, who he whistle-blew on, was arrested back in March of this, July of this year, for espionage charges.
That's very credible. Right. I mean, in a setup, you don't see stuff like that happening. Also, you'd see this be the top nightly news story and then immediately discredited.
Right, and that, of course, may happen once it breaks into some of the mainstream media who have, you know, I can confirm, been looking quite seriously at it. And by the way, Alex, I wasn't, suggesting you were making that charge. I've just heard that out there a lot and from a lot of people who are, who are interested in Clint's story and who believe it's a good story, but then they sort of do themselves in by all of a sudden, you know, calling it the next Rathergate and everything. If that's what it turns out to be, fine, we'll all cop to that, you know. You're right.
This is a chilling effect, and nobody ever said the media is supposed to be perfect. I mean, politicians, all they do is lie. We're trying to get at the truth, and we shouldn't have this chilling effect where now, I mean, they've had reports where the news won't report on dead troops because that could be seen as negative.
Exactly. So, you know, a lot of folks are doing their work for them at this point. They don't even have to cut.
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, they haven't done their own investigative work very much for a long time, and they don't even have a budget for it anymore. It's been such a long time.
Well, look, the current crop in the White House, and it's like this in modern history, the last 50 years, but, I mean, these are really bad intelligence operatives. cloak and dagger all the way. They do do stuff, but again, it doesn't have those indicators because this guy's getting people put in the slammer, you know, months and months and months and months and months ago on other corruption issues. It just sounds like he's a whistleblower, you know, dumping dirt.
Well, all I can tell you is after, where are we here? I don't even know what today is.
It's Friday.
Okay,
it's
thank
Friday.
You. It's been quite a week here. I think I released a story on Sunday night, Monday morning, and in 5 days of just about everybody in the world on the Internet and everywhere else going over this thing from top to bottom, so far, nobody has been able to find any holes in Mr. Curtis's case. Now,
no, just mudslinging right. By those being accused.
Correct. So there may be holes, and like I say, who knows? It could all be that setup you discussed. If there is, however, I've seen no evidence of it, and all the people, and believe me, there are many now looking into this, so far, none of them have come up with any reasons to doubt his credibility.
Well, I think the biggest indicator is the mainstream media hasn't latched onto it yet, and if it is a setup, they'll come out and say it's all true, and then a day later say it's not. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on, Brad, and I'll have my producer give that number to Bev Harris, and Bev, I guess you can call him after the show.
Oh, yeah, and thank you very much, Brad, and hey, you know, I actually only have about 3 more questions that I need to get answered, but I probably have to get them answered from Clint himself. And then as soon as I can do that, I'm going to wrap it up and put a bow on it and redo it and then take whatever people throw at me.
Yeah, that's another thing, Brad. I'd like to be able to get the whistleblower himself on Monday or so. Maybe, I mean, I know he's getting 100 calls an hour, but you might call him and tell him this is a good show to come on.
I will try to put in a good word for you.
All right.
And, Bev, feel free to give me a call. There's, I'm sure I can answer a few.
Yeah, that's true. You may be able to answer some of those things.
Okay.
I'll be able to point you in the right direction.
All right, Brad, take care.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, Bev.
You bet. We're going to take a few calls here now, Bev, but and I didn't want to spend all day on that, but it is important. But
it is.
I mean, your point, though, with all these other cases that are totally ironclad, you know, let's focus on those two.
Well, you know, there's a lot. There's so much happening now. If we had, 100 of me and Brad and you out there, you know, all at once, I think it would already be completely disassembled and taken apart. Because pretty much everywhere you look, you keep finding stuff. How likely is it that the very first place you go, you're going to find stuff? You know, it's
people running out the back doors with bags towards shredders.
Literally. I mean, if you could picture this scene, they're going out the back door with the trash, and we're bringing it back in the front door, you know?
And it's the real records that don't match the falsified ones they gave you.
Yeah, and it's going to get better in a few days here, but I'm not at liberty to say. But let me put it this way: it turns out that was not an isolated incident.
And that's all at blackboxvoting.org.
If you just scroll and scroll, we've got a website revamp that I'm really getting excited about. Our site has been hacked so badly. To give you an idea of how badly it was hacked on our forum, I still cannot. Moderate, change, move, edit a post. And I actually had to sit there the other night, not being able to get into my own site, and watch someone else under the name of Bev Harris running all over my message board posting things, and I couldn't get at him to lock him out.
Bev, you got to get a real IT person helping you. You just got to.
I do. Yes, that is the conclusion. I have.
You've got to reload. You've got to reload all of it.
Yeah, restart from the very get-go.
Put up a new firewall and put up a whole new system.
The whole thing, because it is so compromised.
Now, do you want me to have my IT guy fix your website? No, I'm serious.
Could you do that? Do you have a forum running or not?
No, we found those to be agent provocateur havens.
Yeah, they're an attack point. You know, you just can't keep
them. I mean, and what they become is a distraction, and we're not going to give the enemy a camp in the middle of us.
I see what you're doing. Yeah, because the mirrors are easy. It's the
but what I'm saying is, if you want your site just cleaned up, stronger, better, I mean, I've got an IT guy that'll fix it up for you.
Hey, we're sending my way. We're ready.
Because we've had the Defense Department attacking our site for a long time.
Yeah, sounds
and
good.
So that which does not kill you only makes you stronger, Bev.
Well, I guess so. This last week has been a real doozy, but there you go.
Well, we can bring in the dry dock just for a few hours and make you pretty, give you some serious armor plating.
All right. I will. I'm serious. Hey, okay, now we're discussing all this. We should probably be off the air doing this, but it really is helpful, and it is interesting, isn't it, to see when you're close to something or you're really finding the real stuff, how much effort goes into just slowing you down. It's amazing.
1 hour after we launched ArnoldExposed.com, actual hacks, not just an olive service. It didn't work, though. Let's talk to William in Canada, been holding for eons. William, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. It's Dr. William Deagle.
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Oh, I didn't know that. How you doing?
Yeah, great. Listen, I want to be brief because I know we have little time, but I have something important for Dr. Tennant. I was one of the original docs that took care of the tank division back in Colorado Springs after they came back from the Gulf, and a number of us docs discovered vets that got Gulf War Syndrome that had the anthrax vaccine and hadn't been deployed. And my background is in immunology, and there is a lab here that he can contact. It's called autoimmune.com on the squalene, which is a contaminant which is in the old vaccine. What they did was they put the squalene in the vaccine. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so they put squalene in the vaccine, and they relabeled it. The vaccine was actually 19 to 20 years old. Believe it or not.
No, I had seen that. All right, interesting. I wish I'd have got you on when he was on with us. That's
I just wanted to drop that little tidbit. And on the first person who was talking about the females in combat.
Yes.
I know about classified internal documents that plan over the next 12 to 18 years to do genetic enhancements and all of the other top information I sent you on cybernetics. They plan on doing implantation, and that's why they're doing a gradual transition to females in direct combat.
Have to get you on sometime about that. We'll come back, take more calls for Beth Harris.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
They railed against the
York. You're on the air with Bev Harris. Go ahead, Ian.
Hi, Alex. I am reading that Diebold and ES and S are the vice president and president are brothers, and then Diebold is also based in Ohio and a major Republican supporter.
And he said, I will deliver the votes to George Bush.
Yeah, isn't that funky? Yeah, I have my college radio station. I have a talk show, and just Wednesday night we're going over all the voting frauds. We got a caller about it, and people are listening, and I just find it amazing. All this stuff is so connected. It's like, what?
Yeah, you start looking at it, and it just kind of goes deeper and deeper into the hole, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, are they going to have, like, a vote recount? I, like, heard talks of that, but, like, the Green Party is trying to...
Well, that's a good question. Let me get an answer from her. Thanks for the call, my friend. Good questions. Yeah, what's going to happen in Ohio?
Well, let me tell you, the wonderful importance of having these other parties has really come through this time, hasn't it? Because Kerry didn't ask for a recount. The Libertarian Party asked for a recount, and the Green Party. How bizarre is that? They join together and say, well, he won't ask for it, so we're asking for it, so we can find out if the thing was honest. He finally, you know, Kerry finally did kind of raise an eyebrow and say, well, maybe I'll step in, you know, at the very end. We don't know if there's going to be enough time to do it correctly. You know, they've got this Secretary of State that's a lot like Catherine Harris was, where he's given him like 2 days to count 5 million ballots by hand and playing all kinds of games. So it'll be interesting to see, and there's also some court cases. One of the more interesting court cases is from a bunch of citizens who are trying to have the election set aside, about 25 citizens banding
all right.
together.
Let's talk to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I have three quick points to make. Today in the L.A. Times, they ran an article about an FBI memo warning that terrorists may use lasers to blind pilots, which may be used to bring them down. This, I thought, was interesting because my mom had called me the other day regarding a conversation she had with a citizen from Australia that used to belong to this country and was trying to get a passport to come back to come home to visit for Christmas. Hadn't been home in a couple of years. And the people at the officials where she was going to get the passport were telling her, you're going to America now? I don't think it's a good time. Now, again, granted, this is just rumor, but the other article brought that to my attention, especially where she was flying into L.A., Then, since you have Bev Harris on, I wanted to close by just mentioning that on November 30th, the National Public Radio show Here and Now had an election, category show called Election Myth. And this was in response, they said, to all the bombarded emails and calls they were getting about the voter fraud. And they had on a woman, Karen Timmelty, from Time Magazine and Mark.
Yeah, they call it a myth when it's all admitted all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like the USA Today said, Jones alleges Arnold's father was a Nazi. It's admitted.
Well, I want Ms. Harris, you might want to stop all your work and give it all up because they assured us all that they looked into it being experts and that there's nothing to worry about.
Okay,
did
Kevin?
They really? Well, I'm so reassured. Be assured. Be reassured. Be very reassured.
Exactly.
Kevin, I want to thank you. I'm sorry to the other callers. We're out of time. Bev, thank you for coming on. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I'm out of time, and I wanted to plug Big Berkey Water Filters. Got some specials that are just going through Christmas. They can ship them to you UPS in just a few days. Give Debbie Morrow a call. Countries that have fluoridation have a 10% IQ reduction. That's mainstream news. Why don't you stop drinking the fluoride and the poisons? Give Debbie a call right now. 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Stop drinking the toxic water. I wanted to get into these studies about 10% IQ reduction. It's just documented. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Don't forget prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Don't forget all my films. Don't forget you can get them. Now it's 70% off some of the films to give us gifts, as low as $5.95. Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. Or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. See you back on Monday and back tonight. Hello, folks.